Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
7:59 here with Woodward and Witt on this Thursday morning, January 8th. We will be taking a look at state income taxes. Is eliminating those good or bad?
I'm Rodney Price. There's a new person in charge of the Sedgwick County Appraiser's Office. We'll tell you who that is coming up.
Currently in Wichita, we have some light rain and thunder showers in the area. It is 56 degrees here on this Thursday morning, January 8th. Our full weather forecast is on the way as well, as rain and snow might be mentioned. Sedgwick County has a new leader for its appraisal office.
Deanna Aspedon was sworn in as county appraiser at Wednesday's county meeting.
I do solemnly swear I will support the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Kansas, and faithfully discharge the duties of the office of Sedgwick County appraiser, so help me God.
I do.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Aspedon has been with the county since 1998, most recently serving as the county's residential agricultural project leader. She says she welcomes the opportunity with a goal to modernize the department. Deputy CFO Brent Sheldon served as interim county appraiser over the last 6 months after the retirement of Mark Clark in June of 2025. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Anti-ICE protests broke out in Minneapolis after an ICE officer shot and killed a driver on Wednesday.
City leaders have identified the woman during the ICE operation as 37-year-old Renee Good. She appeared to be blocking traffic at the time of the incident. The ICE agent involved in the shooting has not been publicly identified. President Trump called the shooting a horrible thing to watch and accused Renee of violently, willfully, and viciously trying to run over an ICE officer who shot in self-defense. Minneapolis City Council members have accused ICE of bringing chaos and violence to the city, and federal and local officials offered sharply different accounts of the shooting. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says he will deploy the National Guard if needed and said he doesn't need any more help from the federal government.
And that's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson with that report. Eliminating state income taxes sounds great to many voters. Republicans backing the push in many states are still facing questions about whether those big tax cuts can be made without raising other taxes or sharply cutting state funding for things like education and health care. The state of Georgia yesterday became the latest state to launch a bid to abolish its personal income tax. Republican leaders in the Georgia Senate backing a proposal to zero it out by the year 2032. This year, Georgia's personal income tax projected to collect about $16.5 billion, which is 44% of the state's general revenue. Sometimes tax cuts become a political bonanza, sometimes not. In Kansas, Republicans under Governor Sam Brownback cut income taxes steeply more than a decade ago, but voters revolted at some budget cuts and lawmakers imposed multiple tax increases to cover those budget shortfalls, including restoring some income tax cuts. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly won her first term back in 2018 by framing the race as a referendum on the Brownback tax cut policies.
Students and staff from Wichita's Chester Lewis Academy in North Wichita are getting comfortable in an unexpected new home. The recently reopened Cleveland Traditional Magnet in the southwest part of town. The move came after inspectors found structural problems at Chester Lewis, a nearly 75-year-old original building. In the first week of classes at the new location, the move was prompted by serious issues at Chester Lewis's longtime building in northeast Wichita. A crumbling foundation, mold, and other problems made this space unsafe. Once unexpected benefit, the single floor layout and cozier footprint seemed to help the school community feel more connected. Other perks students didn't expect, a playground, lower basketball goals, and a place to hang out between classes.
Calls to the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline increased nearly 38% in Kansas through most of last year. The report also shows rising use of text and chat services through the crisis line. More than 2,200 chats last year on that lifeline. The state is asking lawmakers to raise the 988 funding cap from $10 million up to $13 million and to find new revenue sources, including perhaps directing portions of state lottery or sports betting revenue into the 988 fund. That 988 line launched in the summer of 2022.
The NYPD says Jews are targeted in more hate crimes than all other groups combined in New York City. Fox's Gary Baumgarten in New York with more.
Police data show there were 330 anti-Semitic incidents in the city last year. That's an anti-Jewish attack every 26 hours. This is overall hate crimes have declined. Anti-Semitic incidents were more than six times higher than the next most targeted group. Sexual orientation attacks were next. There were 52. Despite these numbers, there was actually a 3% decrease in anti-Semitic attacks from 2024. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
New nutritional guidelines at the federal level. And we're down to the final four in college football. Plus, our weather forecast, which you do not want to miss. We do have some weather going on here in the state next few days. It's all coming your way on Woodward and Witt. KNSS News Time is 8:05. Here with Woodward and Witt on this Thursday morning, January 8th. The Trump administration is revising national nutritional guidelines.
The Trump administration is flipping the food pyramid upside down, advising people to eat more protein while also cutting back on ultra-processed foods and added sugar. The new federal dietary guidelines prioritize fiber-rich whole grains and reverse course on past guidance related to healthy fats found in meats, eggs, and full-fat dairy. Though officials say they are meant to be customized to address preferences and financial needs. The American Medical Association reacted to the new guidelines, saying they, quote, affirm that food is medicine and offer clear direction patients and physicians can use to improve health. The Trump administration will now translate these recommendations into school lunch requirements, a process that could take years. At the White House, Alexandria Hoff, Fox News.
The first semifinal of the college football playoff gets underway tonight from Glendale, Arizona.
There weren't many who predicted a Miami versus Ole Miss matchup for the right to play for a national championship, but here we are. Ole Miss and Miami kick off at 7:30 Eastern in a classic case of strength on strength. The Rebels are second in all of college football in yards per game, averaging close to 500, while the Hurricanes' defense is allowing just over 285 yards per game, good for 10th in the country. Miami is looking for its first national championship since 2001 and upset Texas A&M and Ohio State to reach the semifinal. Ole Miss is the feel-good story of college football, beating Tulane in Georgia after head coach Lane Kiffin left before the playoff to take the job at LSU. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
8:10 with Woodward and Witt here on this Thursday morning on KNSS.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area. Well, we've still got that traffic accident affecting things eastbound on Kellogg. And this accident happened right around Armor Street between Rock Road and Armor. The backup right now only goes back to not even quite all the way to Webb Road. So things are actually getting a little bit better in the area. But you're still going to see a slowdown. And looking at that traffic camera... Well, right there in Wichita at the moment, getting some moderate to light rain. So the roadways, a little slippery out there today. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's check in and get our weather forecast. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Numerous showers and storms this morning, some with heavy rain and perhaps some small hail will taper off by midday. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 60, but temperatures will fall sharply by late afternoon. Overnight tonight, breezy, partly cloudy and 32. A little bit of sun on Friday morning, then increasing clouds with a chance of rain or snow by the end of the day. Tomorrow's high 44. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, we do have some light rain and thunder showers in the area. We have a breeze out of the south. It is 56 degrees here on this Thursday morning, January 8th. And we're glad you're with us here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is 8:12 here with Ted and John on KNSS. Wichita, you know, one of the, you know, these things come out, these rankings, and here's one where Wichita does very well, and it's the category cheapest cities in the United States for hosting a Super Bowl party.
Oh, that's good.
There you go.
Okay, that's good.
And here's what the deal is. Americans, of course, gather to watch the Super Bowl in February. New data shows Wichita is one of the most affordable cities in the nation to host a party, as the Action Network is the one that put this thing out, analyzing cost per guest based on realistic food, drink, groceries, and utility expenses. Wichita's number two on the list.
Wow.
Costs were calculated using the food, buying things like wings, pizza, chicken bites, mozzarella sticks, chips and dip. One beer and one soft drink per guest.
Yeah,
might be a little low.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know anybody who goes to a Super Bowl party and only has one beer.
Came up with that. paper goods, condiments, ice, desserts, cleaning up, electricity for the TV, lighting, and small appliances during the game. So that's all what was taken into effect. With all that, they crunched the numbers and said that Super Bowl party will cost people in Wichita $29.38 per guest, well below the national average.
Okay.
Food costs very low in Wichita. $5.50 a guest, cheapest in the study.
I don't know what they're feeding them.
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
What are you getting?
Doesn't seem,
chip and dip and a carrot stick.
Utility costs are almost nothing, 15 cents per guest. Grocery costs about $19 per guest. And drink costs about $5.50 a guest.
Well, it's because they only get a beer.
They're only getting one beer and one
wing,
Pepsi. Yeah.
One chicken wing and a carrot stick.
So the data. That's why we did so good in the data. We're cheap. We're just giving people very little when they come over to our house. We're expecting them to bring their own.
You get two chips, one dip in the ranch dressing.
Yeah, no double dipping, literally,
and a celery stick.
The data shows Wichita hosts can save about $7 to $10 per guest compared with many other larger U.S. cities.
Because we're cheap.
So we're number two on the list.
Who's number one?
The number one is an NFL city, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Green Bay. Wow, they're cheaper.
They're cheaper.
All they get is cheese.
Also among the top five cheapest right after us, Milwaukee, Omaha, and Virginia Beach. There you go.
Okay.
So if you want to feel good about hosting a Super Bowl party, there's your data. Wichita is pretty cheap compared to other cities when it comes to that.
Okay. There you go.
It's 8:15 here with Woodward and Witt. Wildlife rescuers at Zoo Tampa released 26 manatees back into the wild last year. Those are big animals, and they are hard to rehab, but it's their highest total ever. And Zoo Tampa has now cared for more than 600 manatees during the last 35 years. Love the manatees. What a great creature and God's great plan.
Yes.
Gentle giants, and they're very nice. And sometimes they have trouble figuring out how to live next to man in the 21st century. But thank goodness folks at Zoo Tampa are helping out and trying to make it work. 8:16 here on Woodward and Witt on KNSS. And let's take a look at what's going on in sports. See what was going on last night. We'll start out with Shocker basketball at Coke Arena as the Shockers were taking on Rice. And it turned into a woeful shooting night for the Shockers. My goodness. Just could not get anything going last night. The Shockers shooting below 30% for the game, against another team, Rice, that is in the bottom 25 in the nation in field goal percentage. So kind of turned into one of those ugly games. It came right down to the very final possession, which it did. The Shocks were down big in the second half, rallied, and it looked like the Shockers had a game-tying three-pointer right at the end with a chance to win it. Here's Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl with the call on 103.7 KEYN.
Trying to get it to somebody and having trouble. Gets it to Gray. Gets it up. Made it! And he was fouled.
He hit it.
Now, are they going to count it or not?
No, I don't think so.
I think they're going to wave off the shot. He got fouled and then twisted and made it. Now a big, heavy discussion about whether it's going to count or not.
Well, they should look at this one.
If it does, then he's got a free throw to maybe put the Shockers ahead. But if they don't count it, then the best he can do is pull them within one and then maybe miss one intentionally.
Oh. Yeah, Rice did the smart thing. They fouled before Wichita State could get the shot off. So it was only the bucket didn't count. There wasn't even a shot attempt officially. So Wichita State was only allowed two free throws, had to miss one on purpose to try to get the ball back, and that didn't work. Rice won the game 66-64. Very disappointing loss for the Shockers, who could not make buckets last night. In fact, at one point in the first half, the Shocks missed 17 of 18 shots. At one point in the second half, they missed 9 out of 10. 16 missed three-pointers on the night as well. Your Shocker head coach, Paul Mills.
Their ability to play around the rim, right? I mean, you get outscored by 16 at the rim, and just kind of their guards being able to play through us. They hit some late, and just being there in a position, I thought our free throws were able to keep us in it. And then at the same time, you know, it just comes back to the pain points.
Yeah, losing at home to a team that had lost 8 straight road games. Rice won the game 66-64, dropping the Shockers to 9-7 on the season. Tough go last night in men's basketball for Kansas State. The Wildcats had to visit the number one ranked team in the nation, undefeated Arizona. And yeah, it kind of went like all other Arizona games do. They won big. Arizona beats Kansas State 101-76. After the game, K-State head coach Jerome Tang.
You knew this would be a challenge with their strength and what have you on the inside. And boy, we saw it firsthand, Coach. They're when they're hitting on all cylinders, they're awfully tough.
Yeah, I mean, big, strong, fast, very physical. You know, we fouled way too much. They scored 30 points at the free throw line.
Arizona is 15-0, winning by an average of 23 a game. That's pretty much what they did last night, beat K-State by 25. Wildcats, the K-State Wildcats, fall to 9-6 on the season, 0-2 in the conference, but both those conference losses are against top 10 teams in the nation, as Arizona won that one last night. All right, let's go to JUCO basketball in men's action in El Dorado last night at the power plant. Butler Community College beating 24th-ranked Cowley College, 96-75. Dennis Higgins had the call here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS as Butler wins the game, improving to 10-5 on the season and 4-1 on home court at the power plant. And the Butler women are ranked 14th in the nation. They won at the power plant last night, beat Cowley 64-54. The Butler women are undefeated on home court, now on a 5-game winning streak, 14-1 on the season. The Washburn men are ranked number one in the nation. The Ichabods win on the road at Missouri Western, 87-75. The Washburn men are number one ranked team in the nation, undefeated at 15-0. The Kansas City Chiefs, of course, get millions of listeners here on KNSS on radio coverage with Mitch Holtis. I guess some people do watch the Chiefs on TV as well. 4 of the 5 top watched games in the NFL this season were Chiefs games. Week 2 against the Eagles, Week 9 at Buffalo, Week 11 at Denver, and the biggest one of all, that Thanksgiving night game at Dallas. Chiefs and the Cowboys. 60 million people tuned in to watch that game between the Chiefs and the Cowboys. It was the NFL's most watched regular season game ever. Thanksgiving night, Chiefs and the Cowboys. Wow. That's some pretty intriguing numbers right there. And a happy birthday. We got a good Shocker birthday today to Jamar Howard, who is 43 years old today. He is in the Shocker Sports Hall of Fame.
Defense.
A huge part of the resurgence of Shocker basketball in the early 2000s. Jamar Howard, great recruit by Coach Turgeon, led the program to 3 NIT bids, which was the Shocker's first postseason appearances in 14 years. Missouri Valley Conference Defensive Player of the Year in 2003.
I remember hearing Turgeon say that they just pick one guy on the other team. If this guy's going to go off, we'll just put Howard on him, and he will just annoy him.
Yeah, could have used him last night. Four-time Missouri Valley Conference All-Defensive Team. Led the Shockers in both steals and field goal percentage 4 times. Still, Jamar Howard ranks number 2 all-time for the Shockers in free throws made. more than 500.
Yep.
Behind only the legendary Cleo Littleton.
Right.
Jamar Howard. Hey, it's his birthday. He is 43 years old today. Happy birthday to Jamar Howard. That is sports here on Woodward and Witt. And that is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where you can drink Buffalo Sweat and help Buffalo right here in Kansas. This month and next month in February at all three WBC locations, portion of the proceeds from every draft pint of Buffalo Sweat Oatmeal Cream Stout will help support Maxwell Wildlife Refuge. That's pretty awesome. WBC, pizza and beer made here. 823 with Woodward and Witt. We have a traffic and weather update on the way and ICE versus Sanctuary Cities. It's next on the Sean Hannity Morning Minute on KNSS.
Wichita's number one talk. This is Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:32 here on Woodward and Witt. This is Thursday, January 8th. Currently in Wichita, we have thunder showers and light rain in the area. It is 57 degrees. It was 30 years ago on this day, Sedgwick County Sheriff's Deputy Kevin Easter was shot and killed in the early morning hours by a 14-year-old offender. This following a brief high-speed pursuit of a stolen car. There were five juveniles in the vehicle, which crashed into a fence in an area southwest of Pawnee and Hillside in South Wichita. Deputy Easter pursued the driver behind a house. During a struggle, Deputy Easter pinned the driver to the ground. The suspect then reached for a concealed weapon, wounding Deputy Easter above his protective vest. Wichita police arrived on the scene as the shooting took place. While trying to escape, the suspect accidentally shot himself in the leg. All of the juveniles in the car were arrested. Deputy Easter died later that morning during surgery. He was 24 years old, newly married. Deputy Easter had served with the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office for 2.5 years. The teenage suspect was convicted, receiving a 55-year sentence. Deputy Easter's older brother, Jeff, well known in the community, has now been the Sedgwick County Sheriff since the year 2012.
A Hayesville man was sentenced on Wednesday to 36 years in prison for killing a 43-year-old Wichita man in September.
37-year-old James Standifer was sentenced Wednesday to 442 months in prison for the fatal shooting of 43-year-old Jesse Rao of Hayesville on September 7th of 2025. Prosecutors originally charged Standifer with first-degree murder and criminal possession of a weapon. The latter charge has since been dismissed. On that day, Rao was found in his car suffering from a gunshot wound after an automated crash detection alerted 911. First responders found his vehicle had crashed into a tree. Rao was taken to the hospital in critical condition where he later died. A female passenger sustained minor injuries from the crash. Investigators say Standifer ran from the scene before being arrested after an hours-long standoff at a West Wichita apartment complex the following day. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was in Brownsville, Texas yesterday, discussing the Trump administration's success securing the border.
Secretary Noem said daily apprehensions at the border dropped by 95% last year.
For almost 10 months in a row, nearly a year, the Border Patrol has released zero illegal aliens into our country.
Noem then introduced the next step, water barriers, similar to those employed last year in Texas, which will stretch for 500 miles. The secretary also highlighted the anticipated effect of the new equipment.
These barriers will make it much harder for illegal aliens, to drug smugglers and human traffickers to cross the river and other waterways where they will be deployed.
The barriers were paid for by funds provided in the One Big Beautiful Bill, which was passed by Congress last year. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Russian attacks leave more than 1 million without power in Ukraine, Fox's Jonathan Savage reports.
The blackout in the Dnipropetrovsk region alone has cut energy to 800,000 people. Zaporizhia is also almost entirely without power. Ukrainian officials blame Russian missile and drone strikes and say critical infrastructure is operating on reserve power. Water and internet connections are also affected. The attacks come as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's not yet received sound guarantees from European allies that they'll protect his country should Russia attack again in the future. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
National park passes could come under extra scrutiny.
Visitors looking to cover up President Trump's face on this year's national park passes could end up paying for a new pass. The new design for the America the Beautiful National Parks Pass, which typically features a nature scene, now features his image alongside George Washington's. It stirred up controversy and even a lawsuit, and reports say some small businesses have even sold stickers designed to cover the image. Now the Interior Department saying it's clarified existing policy with an update to its void if altered rules. Those have always affected the signature section, but now affects the front of the pass too. The department saying it considers defacing it, including writing on it or adding stickers, a form of altering the pass. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Carnival season is underway in New Orleans.
The traditional king cake cutting ceremony featuring praise in the Big Easy, welcoming in the 2026 Mardi Gras season that takes place on the 12th day after Christmas.
We do have a challenge. Sometimes we get bad weather more often when it's an early one, but that just means every day that we get during this short season, we're going to come together and celebrate.
That woman and many others ready to party. After 8 years in office, Mayor LaToya Cantrell led the procession one final time. She is term limited and under federal indictment. She'll be replaced Monday when Mayor-elect Helena Moreno is sworn in. The celebration ends February 17th, known as Fat Tuesday, with the Christian season of Lent beginning the next day on Ash Wednesday. CJ Papa, Fox News.
It's 8:50 with Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up, our Wichita Business Journal update with Kirk Seminoff. Now it's time for three big things.
Three.
Trash piling up alongside the Arkansas River has residents calling for city action.
Two.
A Wichita area man will spend 15 years in prison for a violent attack on his pregnant girlfriend.
One.
Top-ranked Arizona rolled past Kansas State 101-76 Wednesday night at a packed McHale Center. That's three big things on Woodward and Witt on KNSS. Let's take a look at traffic with Jad Chambers.
We still have crews on the scene of a traffic accident. This is westbound on Kellogg, right around Armour, between Armour and Rock Road. The thing is, now the traffic volumes are light enough, the traffic is getting around it pretty easily. Of course, here in the Wichita area, we've still got rain. The worst part of it has kind of passed through the area, but we're still getting some sprinkles here and there, and those roadways definitely wet and slippery today. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Rainy today with a high of 63. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 32. Tomorrow, a mix of rain and snow with a high of 46. Right now in Wichita, it's 55 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
8:51 here with Woodward and Witt. And now it's time to get a local business update from editor Kirk Seminoff from the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. The Scottish Rite Center is facing foreclosure after its owner shut down Temple Live last year. Partners Bank, the lender on the property, filed a petition for foreclosure auction in Sedgwick County District Court. Beatty Capital Group closed the Wichita Concert and Events venue last September, and the lender alleges Beatty defaulted on a $4.3 million loan it secured from the bank in 2024 for ownership, development, and operating costs for the Scottish Rite Center, which is at First in Topeka. The note was scheduled to mature in 2027, but Partners Bank claims Beatty Capital defaulted on its loan last August with more than $102,000 in overdue payments. The lender has requested an immediate payment of $3.8 million as a result of the default. Beatty Capital has denied the allegations. Longtime area home builder Clint Miller is retiring and closing his Miller Family Homes business. Miller is 68 and estimates that over 30 years, his company has built around 1,300 homes, many of them more inexpensive homes that are good first homes for couples and families. Miller's first wife, Bridget, was his office manager before she died almost 10 years ago, and Miller said her passing is one of the reasons he's retiring. His last set of eight homes has been built in the Arvada neighborhood near 119th West and 37th Street North in Mays, and they'll be sold one by one at auction by McCurdy Real Estate on the evening of February 3rd. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Thank you, Kirk. And we'll have more local business updates from the Wichita Business Journal twice every morning, 7 and 8 o'clock hours right here on Woodward and Witt on KNSS. Coming up after our show, of course, it's the Glenn Beck program every day. And one of the topics today, President Trump moving to pull the U.S. out of sprawling a web of global bureaucracies. Among the topics today on the Glenn Beck program coming up after us here on KNSS. Have you ever heard of a tuneless choir? Well,
no, and I don't want to.
A woman on Vancouver Island in Canada has started two of them. It's for people who are terrible at singing.
All together,
here we go. That's accurate. Well, they're aptly named. Accurately named, aren't
you? Know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com. /terms for more.
Yeah, a little, as Randy Jackson would say on American Idol, a little pitchy.
Yeah. That's yeah.
Singing I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles.
I have a sneaking suspicion Simon Cowell wouldn't have many nice things to say about
apparently
them.
There are two of these. She's got two of these groups in Canada. There are 30 of these groups in England, where apparently these tone-deaf singers love getting together and belt.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It out.
I can only imagine.
Well, they weren't really exactly doing a disservice to the Proclaimers there. That might have more to do with Proclaimers than it does with the tone-deaf choir, but, you know, there you go.
I could walk 100 miles away from them and still hear it.
Well, the woman who does this in Canada, she says, hey, these people don't care. They sing their hearts out. And she says for some of them, it's life-changing.
Well, give them an A for effort.
Exactly. So there's the tuneless choir, which apparently is prevalent in England and now in Canada, and we'll see if it catches on here.
Let's hope not.
Whether or not.
Get him an auto-tuner.
It is Elvis's birthday, too. Elvis was born 91 years ago today, and he received his first guitar on his 11th birthday.
I'm all shook up. Yep.
Worked out for him. Hey, thanks for listening to Woodward and Witt on this Thursday morning. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck and then The Dana Show with Dana Lash, Sean Hannity Show, news updates all day. And we'll have a fun day tomorrow on a Friday.
Congressman Estes will be with us.
Ted and John in the morning, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS Wichita.
You have...